with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is worried that the Supreme Court will strike down his executive order ending birthright citizenship in certain cases. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
During a CNBC interview this week, the president complained about the Supreme Court's ruling on his global tariffs, and then he said he might also lose on birthright citizenship. And in a Wednesday social media post, he sounded more pessimistic, saying the high court probably will strike down his executive order. In that order, the president declared that children born in the U.S. to undocumented immigrants or temporary visitors are not American citizens. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A chemical leak at a West Virginia plant has killed two people and sent 19 others to the hospital.
A Kanawha County emergency management official says the leak occurred Wednesday at the Catalyst Refiners Plant and Institute, a silver recovery business. C.W. Sigmund said it happened as workers were preparing to shut down at least part of the facility. Sigmund said a chemical gas reaction occurred involving nitric acid and another substance. He spoke at a press briefing, adding the chemical reaction was violent and instantaneous. Officials say seven ambulance workers who responded to the leak were among the injured. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Pentagon has announced that the Navy's top civilian official, Secretary of the Navy John Phelan, is leaving his job. In a statement posted to social media Wednesday, Pentagon spokesman Sean Parnell said Phelan was departing the administration effective immediately. Navy Undersecretary Hung Cao will become acting Secretary of the Navy. Phelan's departure comes just weeks after Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth fired the Army's top officer, General Randy George. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 340 points, the Nasdaq rose 397, the S&P 500 advanced 73. This is SRN News. An accusation against Vermont school officials. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
A study by the parents' rights group Defending Education says that about 200 public schools still have policies barring moms and dads from being told if their child is living as the opposite sex in class. Defending Education argues this is a clear violation of federal law. It adds that a number of these same Vermont schools allow boys to use girls' bathrooms and locker rooms and compete on girls' sports teams. About 52,000 students attend those schools. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Pennsylvania court has struck down a decades-old law banning the use of state Medicaid funds to cover abortion. The ruling by a divided seven-judge panel of the appellate-level Commonwealth Court is a victory for Planned Parenthood. That organization and other abortion clinic operators first sued Pennsylvania over its Medicaid funding restrictions in 2019. This is SRN News. A new study shows some 17 million people at high risk of being impacted by floods. Bob Agnew reports.
The study, published on Wednesday in the journal Science Advances, examined historic flood data and 16 factors representing hazards, exposure, and vulnerability for what likely has become the most comprehensive model of coastal cities' risk of flood damage. It concludes that the risk is highest in eight cities along the Atlantic and Gulf coastlines. Researchers are especially alarmed to find that more than 4 million people in New York City alone could be in harm's way, and that 99% of people and buildings in New Orleans are at risk. Bob Agner reporting.
Three congressional candidates are accused of betting on their own elections through the prediction market Kalshi. On Wednesday, Kalshi said it fined and suspended the men for 5 years. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.